So if you have things you know you should be doing, like getting healthy, but are having trouble getting started, or you have a creative project that you've shelved for years and it just gnaws on you because it's just sitting there and it's like, God, I need to get started on that thing. But there's always something holding you back, right? Well, my guest today, Sam Bennett, is going to help you out. This is episode 59 of Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Sam is the author of Start Right Where You Are and Get It Done. She created the Organized Artist Company to help creative people get unstuck and achieve their goals. She is a writer, actor, teacher in creativity, productivity specialist who has counseled thousands of artists and entrepreneurs on their way to success. Sam, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
let's do it. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Not only that, Bill, I can share with you one thing that people can do to improve their life right this second.
Yeah, bring it.
All right?
Yes.
So this is a little breathing thing that I love to do. I do it all the time. And we'll just do it together right now.
Okay, let's do it. I'm ready.
So we're going to inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. I'll count us through it.
Okay, count us through.
You ready? So just make your belly really poochy soft.
Okay.
And we'll inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I like it. It's like a sense of calm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
It's so quick, and you can do it once, you can do it 3 times, you can do it all night long. I hear from my friends who have insomnia that it's great for when you can't sleep. I've done it in the face of, you know, medical diagnoses and financial disasters and general. It is also very effective in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
Very stressful place.
Right?
Very stressful. Been there.
I don't know how they do it. Every Trader Joe's parking lot across the country.
It's
a mess.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh God, shopping cart one way, people walking. Yes, it's very difficult. That
right?
is really a nice tip. Where have you been all my life?
Just waiting for this moment right now.
Wow.
You weren't ready
now
before
now.
Now,
finally, all these years, finally now I meet you. All this time. Where have you been, Sam?
You weren't ready yet. You weren't ready for me.
You're right. Now I'm ready. I'm ready.
Now you're ready.
This is so good. So good. All right, Sam, before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life a little bit. What brings you joy when you're not saving the world and teaching great breathing lessons?
Well, I live right by the beach, so there's nothing like a beach. I went for a beach walk yesterday afternoon, and there were so many dolphins out in the water, and I was with Luke, and he turns to me, and I'm like, look, dolphins. He's like, you sound so surprised every time. And I'm like, well, I am, and I'm delighted. It's so delightful. It makes me so happy.
Oh, that's nice. I like it. It sounds idyllic. A beach walk and dolphins jumping. I imagine the sun just kind of sprinkling down on you. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
It's a good vision. Now I'm going to breathe. I'm going to breathe. I'll be back in 11 seconds. Hold on. No, I'm kidding. Well, I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Which Way Is Life. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, Sam, your book is based on the premise that small shifts in the right direction can yield big results in the realization of your creative dreams. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is what I do is I help people, you know, plug into their creativity more and get moving on their creative projects. And I realized, like, but if I, you know, if you're too angry and frustrated to even think about moving forward on your creative projects, or it's not really okay with you that you move forward on your creative projects, you know, you don't really have approval from the inside, then it doesn't matter what strategies I give you because you're not going to do it. So I realized I needed to give people a way to start participating more fully in their own life from this very moment. And, you know, and that came out of my life. I mean, I realized I was making myself miserable because I kept locating my happiness in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when this happens, then it'll be okay.
Yeah, we all do that.
Right? If that happens.
We all do that.
You were joking before, but it's a very deep joke that where have you been all my life? You know, that feeling that that life has passed us by, or that we've missed something, or that something better is going to happen in the future. No, now. This is it. This is all we get right now.
Okay, so that's good. So you also say no matter how long you've been dreaming your dreams, they're still alive, right? Still possible. Just because they haven't happened up to now doesn't mean they won't happen. And just because your life, career, or projects haven't gone the way you may have wanted doesn't mean they are not going well. No matter what has happened up to you up until this point, you have an opportunity to create a new story beginning right now. So that's it. You're saying right now is the moment.
Right now is the moment. And here's one really quick way, because like, I can feel that that might be kind of confusing. Like, well, now's the moment to do what? So here's a really practical. So the breathing thing is great just to bring you into the present moment. Mm-hmm. But another question that I find really useful is, how can I make this moment more me? How can I make this moment right now more me? This conversation, this commute, this dinner, this email, like how can I just participate a little more fully in this moment?
So be in the present moment. Don't be thinking about the future or worried about something that happened last Tuesday. Be right here. I'm writing this email. So how can I be more me in this email right now?
Yeah, be present and be more authentic.
How can I be more me in this walk? Okay, I'm going for a walk. Instead of thinking about something, look at the trees, feel the sun, feel the breeze. Be me in this moment.
Yeah, or maybe you want to sing a little song to yourself. Or maybe I have a friend who skips. She's a skipping advocate. and that's her. That's her expressing in the world, you know? So how... And it's going to mean different things in different moments, you know? I mean, sometimes it's going to mean that you maybe... be a little more vulnerable with somebody than you might otherwise be, or you make a joke that you might not otherwise make. I was in the grocery store the other day, and like I had a little moment with the woman checking out at the grocery. You know, we had this little chat about beets, and then the woman behind me started talking, and like we had this great little conversation. I was like, that was just showing
was
up
little,
a little more real.
A little moment. That's
a little
very
moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you weren't present, you probably wouldn't have realized that it was a nice moment right then.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, how it is in the line at the checkout. You know, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at the People magazine, you know, and you go, wait a minute, these are actual people here. How can I be more me in this moment? And so I made a little joke about beets, and the next thing I knew, we were having a whole chat.
So back to your premise of small shifts, that's a small shift, being more present in your moments. These shifts add up to really a more meaningful life. And as you talk about getting unstuck in creativity, these little moments can help you get where you want to go.
Well, that's exactly right.
So your book has 66. How did you come up with 66? Is that why not 67? What's going on here? Doable changes.
How many there were.
Okay, so 66 small doable changes, not 65. You're getting one more. You're getting 66 doable changes that will help people complete projects that are near and dear to their hearts.
So they're really super tiny, short little chapters. Some of them are just a page or two, and each one has a little action step, you know, has a little thing that you can do kind of right in the moment to make your life a little bit more like the way you want it to be. And some of them are just mental shifts, they're mindset shifts. Some of them are really practical, you know, about clutter clearing and goal setting. And most of them are, I think, kind of fun, you know, and like I said, really easy to do right this very second.
That's
like
good.
That dead pen that's in front of you, this clutter clearing thing, like the dead pen.
Yes.
Throw it away. Let's just do this right now.
Throw it away.
Find
good.
The dead
throw
pen and throw it away. You don't need it.
Because we all have it.
It
we
has
all
fulfilled
have it,
its,
I have it.
We all do, right? And it's fulfilled its destiny as a pen. Let it go.
How about the 5-month-old sticky note that's still hanging on the monitor? Can I get rid of that?
Yes.
Can I get rid of that too?
Yes. And you know what?
Good.
Any, especially inspirational tools, If there are inspirational tools that are not inspiring you, get rid of them. The minute your vision board starts to make you feel guilty, like, really, throw the thing away.
My vision board is bringing me down.
Exactly.
It's bringing me down. Okay, so 66 small doable changes, and they can help you with all aspects of your life, such as improve physical health, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is a good one to think about too.
You know, I think sometimes we feel like, oh, I want to get in better shape, or I want to lose weight, and then it just feels like a really long road. You know, like, wow, the distance between me and, you know, me 20 pounds from now, or that
me
feels
in
like
the bikini, right?
Me in the bikini, that feels like a long stretch.
Yeah.
And one of the tricks is to go like, okay, well, obviously I can't make that happen right now. I can't lose 20 pounds right now. Not without lopping something off. But I could start making I could act like I'm that person. I could start making the choices that a bikini body person would make in this very moment. So if I were already that bikini body person, what choice would I make right now?
That's right.
Oh, I might choose to have some water, you know, instead of a can of pop, you know. And same thing, you know, you want to be a writer? Well, let's pretend you are a writer. And what would a writer do right now?
So start making those critical decisions as if you have achieved the goal that you want to achieve. So, right. Yeah. So if you want to get in that bikini body, put the pizza down. Right.
Right. Or, you know, be a pizza eating bikini wearing, like, or feel good about the way you look in a bikini, regardless of what you weigh. You know, like, the choice is yours. I don't care really what anybody weighs. What I want you to do is feel great about your life and you in your life.
Right. And if I'm an aspiring writer, how would an award-winning writer act right now? Okay, I've got to work on my craft. I'm going to write every day for a half hour at least. That's what somebody would do. I'm going to try to cultivate a relationship every day, try to network so I learn something new and maybe meet somebody that can further my career down the road. I'm going to do that today, even though I'm a nobody just starting my novel.
See, and that's exactly how you do it.
I love it. And that's a good way to get your work out in the world too, right? To get out there in the world, to start acting like you've already achieved what you want to achieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's and it applies good. To everything. You know, you want to meet meet a partner. Well, who would you be if you already had that partner? How would you be behaving in the world?
Mm-hmm. And I suppose after you do that and you adopt those habits, or I should say you start, thinking in a process like that, I'm going to start doing as if I've already achieved that goal. By doing that day in and day out, you create a habit. So it just becomes natural then, and it just kind of probably snowballs you toward achieving your goal.
Well, and that's really it, because, you know, I think we all get a little tricked by school. You know, we think about the things we want, and then we immediately think, well, I don't know how. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, you know, lose that weight or write a book. And, you know, well, kitten, of course you don't know how. How could you possibly know how? You've never done it before. And, you know, school makes us believe that we're supposed to know the answers in advance, right? But life isn't like that. And the creative process isn't like that. So you got to kind of get into the sparkly breadcrumb stage, you know? And we've all had that experience of, like, you take a couple little steps towards something you think you might want, and then all of a sudden, the universe just comes rushing at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, that was easy. And other times, you know, you may take a couple of steps, and it's a lot of knees and elbows. It's a lot of miscommunication. It doesn't really work. Or maybe you're not feeling great about it. And then you can go, okay, not the right time. Maybe not never, but not right now.
Right. But you're taking those steps. You're getting out there, at least, so you can feel what that is.
Exactly.
After taking those steps.
Exactly. 15 minutes a day before you check your email, before you check your email, before you check your email, spend 15 minutes a day on the projects that matter most to you and watch your life transform.
That is a great tip. I love that. Okay, do you have any other tips how we can get unstuck to achieve our goals like that?
You know, this is perhaps my favorite. And like you said, there's 66, so it's a little like picking your favorite child. But this one's kind of amazing. And it's especially good when you're feeling stuck. You know, when you're just, you're upset about something, or you're angry, you know you shouldn't be angry, but you are angry, or you know you shouldn't be jealous, but you are. Or maybe you're stuck in an old story. You know, we often have that about, you know, my third grade teacher told me I couldn't write, so now I think I can't. So this is a strategy that really helps when you're stuck. And here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Make some 5-minute art about it. Make some crappy 5-minute art about it. And that may mean you grab a piece of typing paper and a pen and make some stick figures or some colors, or maybe you make up a little song about it, or you do a little dance about it, or you get out your Sculpey clay, you know, however you like to express. And it's not about, it's not about anything other than getting the feeling out and putting it into form. So it doesn't have to be good and nobody else ever has to see it. But here's what happens when you do that. First of all, feelings just want to be felt.
Okay.
Feelings just want to be felt. That's all they want. And once a feeling knows it's been felt, it can get promoted and get a better job. Right? As opposed to trying to not feel it, right, and lock it away. Because we all know how well that strategy works, right? I'm just not going to feel that way. Right.
Yeah.
So the feeling knows it's been felt, and it can transform, that energy can transform. But the other thing that happens is you get a different perspective on it because it's outside of you. You know, like when it's in your head, it all feels very real and complicated and sticky and awful. But once it's outside of you in another form, you can start to interact with it in a different way. Hmm. And can I tell you a story about this?
Please.
All right. So I was doing a podcast interview with a woman who has a podcast, but she also has her regular full-time job still.
Okay.
And she was reading my book and got to the thing about make some 5-minute art about it. And she was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. You know, like we all do. I should do that sometime. Yeah. I'll do that sometime. Right. The next day she has a terrible day at work and she gets home and she's really upset and she sees the book and she goes on her desk and she's like, oh, I'm really upset. I should make some 5-minute art about this. So she said she drew, and again, just stick figures. She's not, you know, a particularly drawer kind of a person. But it was her kneeling and then everybody from work in a circle around her throwing rocks at her.
Mm.
Which just that alone, like, wow, what a recognition. Yeah. You know, what a way to understand how you're feeling in a kind of a different way. And then she said, as she was looking at it, she was inspired to add something to the drawing, which was an invisible shield around her. And she said the invisible shield was God's love. And she was able to go into work the next day with a totally different attitude because she knew she was protected by the love of God.
That's a great story.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I mean, that's because we all know the trajectory of I'm going to go into work where I feel like everybody's throwing rocks at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all know how that career is going to go.
Yes.
Right? And if you can change that trajectory, like she did, she took her power back in the exact moment, took a look at how she was feeling, and was able to have a new thought and a new way of interacting with her world.
Wow. This podcast just got really deep. I just want to let you know.
Right?
Really deep. You just took us there. Bam. Bam.
I had another woman at a 3-day event I was leading. She got up to the mic and she goes, Sam, she's really shy. She goes, Sam, I hear you say make some art about it, and I don't really know what you mean. And I said, oh, great. I said, so if you were going to make up a little song right now about how does it feel to not know what I mean, how would that song go? And she goes, I don't get it. And she goes, oh, I get it. And we all just fell out. It was the funniest thing ever. And I sing that song to myself all the time now.
I was going to say, now she's a hit songwriter.
And now she's a hit songwriter.
Jeez, good Lord. She just wrote a song for Katy Perry, and it's going to number one. See how you help people, Sam? See how you, we've all been waiting for you. We've all been waiting for you. Where have you been?
I'm a giver.
Okay, so,
I'm right here.
So let's unpack this just a little bit. So dig into the feelings. As you say, feelings just want to be felt. So if I'm feeling bad or I'm feeling somebody wronged me or I have body issues, like, God, I'm fat, I'm ugly, Jesus. So make some art about it and dig into it. Like, why? I'm fat, so I'm going to make a big clay figure and it's going to be fat and it's going to be big. And then what you're saying is through that process, once the feelings just want to get out, they're out. Now something new and better can come in to help you with that.
That's exactly
right. Is
that
kind of it?
That's exactly right. It's a tool for you to communicate with yourself and if you need to with somebody else, you know?
Well, that woman came up with the shield from the coworkers throwing rocks. So I'm imagining if somebody had body issues and feeling they're fat and they're creating this thing that's fat, I would imagine they're feeling it. They're just, okay, this is what I'm feeling, and they're making it and they're spending that time. You know, maybe that thought comes in going, you know what? You're not fat. You're not a bad person. You're not worthless. You can get through this. You can take the necessary steps to get yourself out of this position, and let's start now.
Right. I mean, it's amazing what one thing will lead to. You know, if you just start with like, you know, I was working one time with a woman actually on a financial issue. We were trying to get her business going, and she was starting to get really tense and touchy during the coaching. And I said, look, let's pause for a second. I want you to make some 5-minute art about however it is you're feeling, because something's going on here that's not budget related. And she just took a pen and a paper, and she made this big black bird that like took up the whole page. And she goes, and she looks at him, and she goes, I had no idea how angry and sad I was about this until I saw that drawing that I just made. I'm like, right. So your anger and sadness had been hiding out as frustration around this financial thing, but you've got some real feelings here that, you know, you need to work this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get this feeling out.
Dude, the big black bird. Whoa. I mean, right. Whoa. Yeah.
Right.
You know, this is really a good exercise to really get in touch with your feelings. I mean, who would have thought a big black bird would have come out of that?
Exactly. And that's it's a great to use with kids and with teenagers, you know, with anybody. And it's not about the art. You don't have to, you know, feel good about, you know,
Right. You're not being graded on it. You're not being judged on the art. So
that's right.
In her case, she said, boy, I didn't know how angry and upset I was. So getting that out again allowed her to recognize those feelings. As you say, feelings just want to be felt. It allowed her to kind of change her perception and her outlook on things.
Exactly.
I love it. So there are 66 of these kind of ideas and thought starters that people can put into use. Start Right Where You Are is the name of the book. So 66 of these types of ideas.
And you were mentioning your sponsor, Audible. It's actually available. You can get the book, but you can also get the audiobook on Audible.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Use the code WHICHWAYISLIFE. If you've never used Audible, you'll get a 30-day free trial, and you'll be able to get Sam's book. How about that?
There you go.
Well, coming up, we get the high five from Sam Bennett. But first, if I could ask a favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning, to have more joy. And if we do that, we slowly make the world a better place. I believe that in my heart. So if you can, after the interview, jump over to iTunes, search for my page, Which Way Is Life, rate and review the podcast. And by doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's the goal of this podcast. So if you could do that, I would appreciate it. The high five with Sam Bennett is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Sam Bennett. Sam, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Question number one. How does your work as an actor and as an improv artist help your work as a marketing and personal branding expert?
Well, everything you ever needed to know about life is contained in the process of improvisation. So, you know, the ability to make bold choices, to say yes, to make your partner look good, to follow, you know, the truth of what's happening in the moment, even when you're not really sure where that's going. The ability to not take yourself so seriously, to be willing to fail, it's all right there.
Interesting. Sounds like we all should take an improv course.
100%. 100%. It's not about being funny. It's about, in many ways, it's about becoming a great communicator. And especially when you're talking about marketing and branding, that's it, right? It's about showing up authentically and telling great stories.
Wow, that's cool. All right, question number two. So what came first? Was it acting and improv or your business skills?
Oh, acting by far. Somebody asked me one time what the first show I remember doing, and I said I remember doing a production of Stone Soup, you know, that folktale Stone Soup, when I was in kindergarten. And my mother was there, and she said, oh, Sam, she goes, you didn't just do it. She said, you produced it. You made them do it. Apparently, I brought in the costumes, I brought in the script, and I made them.
Nice.
So I was born, like most performers, I was born to be an actor.
I didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
It chose me, right?
That's right.
It came after me, darn it. Mm-hmm. All right, question number three. So what made you want to write this book?
Like I said, it was a little bit of a missing step. You know, my first book is called Get It Done, From Procrastination to Creative Genius in 15 Minutes a Day. And it's a lot of strategies for creative people to manage their projects and lean more intentionally into their creative process. But I realized I had skipped a step because I needed to... And I had also not really talked about my own journey, how I went from being... really broke and pretty miserable to having a thriving six-figure business and living by the beach.
And seeing dolphins on the walk.
That's right. So that's really, cool. I wrote the book to sort of capture that, some of that story. Yeah.
Just a quick follow-up to that. How did you come up with the 66? Did you just keep a notebook and as ideas would hit you throughout the years, you jot it down, and finally you're like, man, I've got enough here for a book.
Kind of, yeah. that's very close to what actually happened.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of index cards. You know, we were talking before about if you want to be a writer. Honestly, write one sentence a day on one index card, and in not very long of a time, you'll really start to have something.
And before you know it, you're right. You've got something. Very cool. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
I do. I love the Danish writer Isaac Dinesen, and she has a quote that says, the cure for everything is salt water, sweat, tears, or the sea.
You're going deep on me again.
I can't help it.
You're going deep on me. That's
I'm a
terrific.
Poet. I can't help it.
And we're going to put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So if you want to see that quote again, you didn't have a chance to write it down, it'll be right there waiting for you. And question number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
Relationships are everything. Other people are everything.
Okay, that's so true. And in your improv world.
So be kind to them.
So be kind. Be nice.
Be nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they are everything.
Yeah. Everything you've ever wanted, you know, has come to you through other people. Every job, every love affair, every opportunity, every dollar, every everything.
And then that takes me back to your moment in the grocery store, those little moments with people you didn't even know and what a gratifying moment that was. So make sure you pay attention and try to stay in the present moment so you're awake and alive when these relationships present themselves to you.
That's right. I just came back from a conference in Phoenix, and, you know, I'm a, despite my bubbly personality, I'm actually very shy and quite introverted. And I'm at this conference with like 3,000 people, and but I kind of forced myself to do it because I know that when I go out into the world and meet people like that, amazing, magical things happen.
It's so true. So very true. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Sam Bennett, the author of Start Right Where You Are. Sam, thank you for being with me today. How can we connect with you?
Probably your best bet is to go to www.startrightwhereyouare.com, and you can opt in there. You can get my Procrastination Domination Starter Kit, which is a lot of fun. And there's a bunch of free resources and other stuff on there, too. Or you can find me at theorganizedartistcompany.com.
Beautiful. And we're going to put links on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So just search for Sam and all of that info will pop up. It'll be right there for you. Sam, thank you so much for your time again today. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Sam, thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much for having me. Thanks, everybody.
So cool talking with Sam. Love talking with her. A lot of fun. Pick up that book. I think you're going to like it. Start Right Where You Are. And thank you for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. And I'll be staring at you right in your little podcast app every Monday and Thursday. Push the button and I promise I'm going to bring you good stuff. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.